Recording in progress.
I'm just letting everybody know.
Okay. Let me know when they're... It's all set to go to, it could have been done by now.
They're all set.
The Franklin Zoning Board of Appeals will come to order. It's approximately 5 p.m. We'll be holding this meeting online via the Zoom platform. Zoning Board of Appeals hearings, the meeting will be held through the platform. Please log in at zoom.us/, looks like an I or J, 963-580-69353. You may also join the meeting on your smartphone by calling 1-929-205-6099. The meeting is also going to be shown on Comcast 6 and Verizon 26. Those are two different numbers than what we usually show on. But anyway, time being approximately 5 p.m. That's you, John. Can't hear you. You muted?
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, everyone. That was my dog.
Yeah. Can read off the 5 p.m.
All right. Of course, I pulled up all the drawings. Time being approximately 5 p.m., the only item on our agenda is 28 Queen Street, Samuel Williams. Applicant is seeking to construct a porch extension that is 22.1 feet from the yard setback where 30 feet is required. The building permit is denied without a variance from the ZBA.
Is the applicant present? Doesn't really matter. Okay, let me just go through the highlights of this meeting that happened Thursday night. I'm going to say it once and hope everybody gets it. When I entertained a motion to take this under advisement, I inadvertently thought that that motion had failed. But in fact, that motion passed. Most things that the ZBA does, like special permits and variances, require 3 votes in the affirmative. So when that vote came, it was 2-1 in favor of taking it under advisement. After that, it's off the table until we either bring it up at another point or brought it up at the end of the meeting, which I suggested earlier. So with that being said, I'll entertain a motion. This will be the first vote on this, not the second. This is the first vote.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to grant a variance for 28 Queen Street for Samuel Williams. To construct a front porch, extending it to the front yard line by 7.9 feet. So giving him a relief of 7.9 feet to 22.1 feet from the front yard setback where 30 feet is required. And this is shown on a drawing dated April 28th, 2025, entitled Certified Plot Plan, located 28 Queen Street, by Continental Land Survey, LLC, 105 Beaver Street, Franklin, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'd like to second that motion.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Actually, would you accept the friendly amendment to make it 22 feet even instead of 0.1, because, you know, when they start framing stuff, that'd give them a whole 8 feet instead of 7.9.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give them a relief of 8 feet.
Okay. With all that being said, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That ends that part of the meeting. I'd like to comment on a couple of things, though. I watched the council meeting last night. I was a little deterred when I heard the town administrator talking about the ZBA. about how we handled ourselves. I got to tell you, since I've heard all that stuff, I went back and I took the time to watch the meeting. And I did not disparage anybody, call anybody names, cut anybody off, or do anything out of the spirit of the ZBA, the way they've acted for the last 30 years since I've been on the board. Now, some people might take it the wrong way, but I'm telling you, I went through it. Now, for the keyboard wonders that worry about Archie and I don't have our shirts buttoned up all the way to the top button, get a life. And that's about all I got to say about the whole thing. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, none. Thank you, everyone.
Aye.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.